Some of you may be familiar with these. So these are obviously Paul's results, and it's showing you the difference in survival according to the degree of a peritoneal cancer involvement. Obviously, those that have a lower score have a better prognosis, and this is what Paul was alluding to earlier. If we can downstage the disease in some fashion, we then are going to get people in a better prognostic group when we actually offer them the surgery. And again, the graph of complete versus incomplete cytoreduction in patients with peritoneal carcinomatosis. You will obviously, as Paul mentioned, for me, this is very similar to the graph that we are now looking at for liver metastases in colorectal cancer. It's almost a mirror image, and we should be able to try and achieve that for peritoneal carcinomatosis.